Don Krim of the UW Chancellor's Office says the trip was organized by the Workers' Rights Consortium, an independent labor rights monitoring group. She says along with representatives from four other universities, she toured two factories in El Salvador. Krim says she was pleasantly surprised.
When you hear the word sweatshop, dark, archaic factories come to mind. And the factories that we visited were very comparable to the factories here in the United States. Very well lit, very modern technical machinery. It really was a first-class operation.
But Krim says the situation involving the Hermosa factory is troubling. The Workers' Rights Consortium says 260 employees were dismissed without receiving $285,000 in back pay or severance packages, and nearly 60 unionized workers were blacklisted after the plants closed in 2005.
The owner did abscond with the money, and he has been prosecuted through the El Salvadorian government system. The workers still have not recouped their severance or back wages from that plant, and many do still consider themselves blacklisted as they are having difficulty finding jobs.
Krim says the Labor Licensing Board has unanimously backed a strategy for addressing the Hermosa situation by Adidas. Krim says details of that strategy and the response by Adidas executives will be reviewed at a Labor Licensing Board meeting this Friday. Some labor rights activists want the UW to end its contract with Adidas immediately. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.